In KwaZulu-Natal today, Minister Patricia de Lille and Deputy Minister Notlolo Kivett are conducting oversight visits to inspect flood intervention work in KZN. The Minister of Public Works is having a look at what's been done in that province to recover from those devastating floods. Minister Patricia de Lille joining us now on the Midday Report. Good afternoon, Minister. Thank you very much for your time today.
Good afternoon, Mandy.
We know that there was extensive damage to infrastructure amongst that, including the Air Force base in KZN yes. as well. What kind of developments have there been? What infrastructure work has there been since those floods hit?
In terms of the Air Force base that I visited this morning, and we're very happy with the progress. Most of the mud and the repairs and the accommodation for the Air Force base soldiers have been repaired and some things have been replaced. I did express concern that we need to be prepared for the summer rainfall that's coming, and they must clean the stormwater drains and the gutters so that we can mitigate if there's another flood in December. The other government buildings, we're also making good progress there. Some of the courts, some of the police stations. I'm here right in the rural area now where we are looking at the progress in one of the rural bridges. And the progress is slow because of the procurement processes, but at least it has created more than 100 jobs for the local community. Mm. And the local community is happy that, you know, they finally is going, they're going to have a bridge to cross from the one ward over to the other ward. So our oversight is just to make sure that, you know, we didn't make promises and didn't follow up on what we promised when we were here the last time.
Minister, you make the point that you need to make sure you're ready before the summer rains come again. Much of the delays around infrastructure, as I understand it, have been about releasing budget from Treasury to get this stuff done. Are you confident it'll get done before the rains hit again?
Well, first of all, the budget, we have spent 10.2 million rand so far on the repairs to the Air Force base because it was an emergency where they needed to get some of the aircraft out, and then some of the police stations and other state-owned entity buildings that we have replaced. That funding came from the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. The funding that is being delayed is the funding that must come from National Treasury to fund some of the rural bridges. Because after the flood, you know, although we had planned for this current financial year to build 18 bridges in KZN, that total has escalated up to 32. So, yes, the money is coming through slowly and it is delaying the process. But we have got 23 teams together with the South African National Defence Force that will build concurrently once all the money has been cleared through National Treasury. The information that I got was the Treasury Budget Facility for Infrastructure has gone past the first step and approved us the money last week. And now it must still go to another process, which is another budget committee, and we hope that before the end of September that this money will be released so that we can push as hard as we can before the summer rains come in December.
Mm. Minister, thank you very much. Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Patricia de Lille, having a look there at what's been done to fix some of that infrastructure. It's madness. The red tape is madness. The fact that we've got these issues, the money needs to be released. Gift of the Givers is getting stuff done because they don't need to go through the red tape. It's crazy that it's taking so long for government to fix these things.